Too loud.
This is BNN Studios back at you with another episode. Nicotine, the teen controlling substance.
Produced by Nathan Holzer
and Ben Mooney. So, Holzer, the real important question here is what forms of nicotine are these teens consuming?
Well, there's actually quite a few different forms of nicotine for consumption. First off, we got vapes, probably one of the most common types of nicotine.
Seen with the Juul age, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very popular in high school. Vape, it's the most common thing you'll ever see.
Oh yeah, you'll see that disease running around in the halls every day.
Yep. Well, then after vapes, you got, of course, your chewing tobacco.
Yeah, gotta put in an old fat lip of chewing tobacco, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Stuff's nasty, but it's got a lot of nicotine in it. Get you feeling buzzed, according to our sources. And then after that, we got smoking it through cigars and cigarettes.
Which, that, cigarettes are a no-go. Cigarettes are nasty.
Yep. Leading cause of cancer is smoking tobacco to get the nicotine. Highly not recommended. Then, there's nicotine pouches such as Snuffs or Zyns. No, they get the job done. It's pretty much just like chew, except they're pouches.
Nicotine.
Yeah.
The devil. Nicotine, the devil.
And then you got those super sly kids who think they're all sneaky when they're chewing their gum, but really, it's nicotine gum.
Oh, snap. So, since you're the only 18-year-old in our group, I'm sure you've tried a few nicotine. Which one would you say you get the most pleasure from? The most buzz, as they would say.
Well, definitely chewing tobacco.
What, and what out of chewing companies, which one do you see as marketing for a more teen scene target group with either advertisement or more of like a fruit flavored chew like Skoal has?
Yeah, Skoal, they definitely like to target the teens more than Copenhagen and Grizzly. But I mean, I still see a lot more Grizzly going around than I do Copenhagen and Skoal.
Hey Dave, what do you think about nicotine?
It's bad.
Yep, you heard it first here, folks.
Nicotine is bad. Alright, thanks, Holzer. So now that we know what nicotine that all these kids are putting in their body, should we figure out what this nicotine is doing to them?
Yes, we should.
Alright, so to first start off, we got the Juul epidemic. The Juul brings out the new age in vaping and with how doctors and them really don't know what it can do to you really quite yet, but they've seen theories of popcorn lung, which is a form of moisture that is being put into your lungs and really affects it. Can like cause really bad breathing problems and circulation throughout the body. I would say that's more like with the Juul side, because you're taking on so much nicotine and more harsher form than if you were to have a big box mod vape, because a big box mod vape, you know, you only get 6 milligrams of nicotine instead of 50 milligrams of nicotine. And as they say, Juuls have this, one Juul rip is equivalent to a pack of cigarettes.
That's right. And another thing with Juuls and other vapes, it's the danger of passing out. some students.
The buzz knockout.
Yep. You never see it coming. You get all dizzy. Could be driving, could be in class, and all of a sudden, you just faint. It's like you just got hit in the head.
Yeah, that's especially dangerous for the road conditions, you know.
Yeah.
If you're out on a long road trip, pass out at the wheel, your road trip's done.
Yep, not just your road trip, but also the road trip with all your buddies in your car, too.
And say there's a family on a road trip on the other side of the road.
Yeah, go to the other side of the highway, you just cause a disaster.
There's another vacation just ruined.
So the point is, just stay away. I'd say it's not healthy to pass out from too much nicotine. Yeah.
And the other forms, as listed earlier, Zyn and pouches. Well, Zyn, I haven't really heard any problems from it, just because there's no tobacco in it, and it's just nicotine. But the downfall is that it has nicotine in it,
which can still get your heart rate up, and
yeah,
probably shouldn't be working out or nothing like that.
Well,
might have a heart attack or something.
Yeah, high heart rate as a young kid will affect you down the long road and can have you had a greater chance at a heart attack.
Yeah.
And with nicotine gum or like a patch as an alternative smoking, there are... I knew of stories as when I was a freshman here at Sentinel High School that kids would buy nicotine gum and chew the whole pack, and they would be so fucked up that they would just pass out.
Yeah, nicotine gum has definitely become a little bit less popular, but I see it making its way back. So, you know, just watch out for that. It's definitely safer than smoking vaping substances, but yeah, still not too good for you.
And then the worst of them all, the daunting dart of cigarettes, would be that for sure everyone knows you're bound to get a form of cancer from a cigarette.
Yep, lung cancer,
throat,
ear cancer, mouth cancer.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to have a voice box in order to start speaking, though, do you?
No.
Exactly. And, well, let's say, like, as I am saying this and seeing this as a problem, nicotine is the reason of us going for the cigarette. And I feel like if it wasn't the nicotine in the cigarette, that then the cigarette wouldn't be giving us all the problems because of the nicotine. The nicotine is what makes them crave the cigarette, which has all the chemicals, which is the chemicals give you cancer, so you never crave that nicotine from the cigarette in the first place, then you wouldn't be feeling like a shithole when you have cancer in your lungs when you're 50.
That's right.
So, as we all know that every kid has to go to school, or most every kids go to school, that means that kids that do nicotine go to school, right? Right?
Right.
Right.
Correct.
All right. So, that means nicotine definitely affects how they go about their school day and what they learn and how they learn. And nicotine also has an effect on their productivity, I'm sure, of how they get the work done and if it's on time. Because all they really do worry about is if their Juul's charged or not.
Yeah, or even if they get their work done at all.
Yeah. But I think one of the bigger impacts from the vaping side of nicotine in schools or as a teen substance would be that definitely that kids are using class time as a vape time instead, and they miss out on learning, let's say, a trigonometry question in math because they're in the vape room. No. They're in the bathroom vaping it up, dude.
Also known to the vapors, the vape room.
Also known as the vape room. Or the fap room, if you really know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's not as common as vaping, but it still happens. Anyways.
Back on topic, because nicotine's really getting us off topic right now, as it always does.
Yeah.
So, BNN Studios here with Cody and Dave, having a few words on their nicotine. So, Nathan, take it off.
All right, first things first. What are you guys' thoughts on this nicotine in general?
I think it's a bad and good thing at the same time.
Oh, really?
And why is that? Bad part. Explain some bad things about owning a vape and...
Or any sort of nicotine.
Well, I don't ever condone underage use, but, I mean, if you're of age and it's your choice, you know the health risks, and yeah. If you want to keep doing it, that's your life, and if you want to stop, that's your choice.
That's definitely your own decision, but one of the bad things is it's just sad to see, go into the parking lot, and you see, I'd say, over half of the school population.
Just cranked out three, I'm ready.
Vaping, and, you know, it's just sad to see all these underage people just...
Smoking on their chooch devices.
Condoning this nicotine use.
Yeah, it's very catastrophic to the school's reputation and all that.
I'd say so.
I'd agree.
And, well, at the same time, what are your thoughts on the school's vaping policies? Like, what do you think about vaping and nicotine forms during school? Like, I think it's... good for the kids to be missing class, going to the vape rooms?
No, I think it's bad for the underage kids, but I mean, if you're 18 and you're doing it in school, I think.
Like, you should get, like, an actual vape break, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a designated spot in the school for people who aren't minors to go do what they gotta do.
Yeah, I mean, it can definitely take the edge off of a long school day and make your day go easier, stress-free.
So, like, if you have this super hard math test, right, and you're just stressing out, you don't know anything because you're just so stressed out.
It's so stupid.
And then nicotine helps you just get unstressed.
Yeah, it's a smart drug.
I'd say so. I mean, those people that are addicted like that, helps them take the edge off if they're needing it.
All right, so from a point of view as you guys being of age.
Yep.
What's your feeling on, like, the amount of mooching you get off of you guys?
Oh, yeah, there's always kids around your age that are asking, hey, can you go buy me some stuff, or hey, can I use your device, and you just gotta tell them no.
Yeah, you always gotta tell them no, that's for sure. You don't wanna be condoning underage use of nicotine to a minor, that's for sure.
And I don't know if you remember this, old David Chambers, but do you remember when you first started vaping?
Well, I tried it here and there back in probably 5th or 6th grade, and didn't really like it much, and then I got hooked.
Okay, so what would you say
to those 4th and 5th graders today if they were going to try vaping?
Yeah, I'd probably tell them to... just not try it. It's
expensive.
It is expensive, and it's bad for your health.
So on the other side, from, like, do you remember or recall at all, like, any, like, effects during school from nicotine, or, like, do you notice that you're maybe more focused in class from nicotine?
I mean, I definitely feel more focused and less stressed, but the hard part is, you know, you get hooked on it, and then you're in class, and you always want to use it, and you can't.
And then when you want to use it, you leave class to go use it.
So, yeah, you miss school sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you think, Cody?
Kill it.
That's all for this interview, folks.
Since we're on the topic of vaping here, Holzer, why don't we talk about, like, the Juul Nation, as they say, or the Juul Age, with the teens and how they are using it. Came about with Juul being a very small, slim device, which is easy to get away with and easy to hide for a teen user. And they have, or they used to have very many other flavors for Juul, you know, and like not very many regulations, but now they do, which we'll talk about in a few, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it all started when Juul came out.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't that big, you know, a couple people had them.
When they first came out, they were actually completely silver.
Yeah, they were.
Not gunmetal.
But then, so everyone would be like, hey, what is that, man? They'd be like, oh, it's a Juul. And they're all like, hey, can I try that? And then right after that,
then it's the they rise.
They got on themselves.
So with the rise of the Juul, it's just the ease of buying one because you could buy it literally anywhere. And I know of Mellow Mood used to not card kids a few years ago. So kids could buy Juuls.
At the best prices, too.
Yeah. And, like, the rise would repeat itself after one kid would try the nicotine, then they would get hooked, so then they would have to go get a device themselves, and vice versa after a kid tries their Juul. And just Juul has been seen around the world as being used by teens mostly, and
non-legal teens.
Yeah, not legal teens, like we're saying, from honestly to I've heard of kids in eighth grade having Juuls at my sister's school.
This one kid told me that's a freshman now that he's had one since sixth grade.
A Juul.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's pretty bad for you because that's going to have a long impact, lasting impact on his brain.
Yeah.
But.
And his little heart.
Yeah. Juul, now as the problem's been seen throughout social media, and Juul was seen as a very evil thing to the public eye from it being out there to this social world, that Juul would keep on backing itself up that it was never intended for teens, and that it was made for getting people off of cigarettes. And so in the recent year, I've noticed on TV that there are now Juul commercials of older people saying that they quit smoking cigarettes and went to Juul. And I know of a guy that works at the Keep who used to smoke cigarettes, and he started Juuling, and now that's all he does is Juul. So, I mean, he made the switch through the legal way because obviously they're older than 18, and that's the purpose of what Juul is. But Juul didn't realize how easy it would be to target a teen to have such an easy small vape to hide that had such a low price point for the amount of nicotine you would get. And now there are like new FDA laws that are saying that they can't sell any fruit flavors unless it's through their online store, I guess.
Which you have to.
All right, so now that we talked enough about vaping, let's talk about the other side that I've known of as I've grown up as a kid, which would be the good old chewing tobacco. You know, just pack the can, crack it open, and put in a fat lip.
Nothing better.
Nothing better.
And
all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing worse.
But the worst is the nicotine and the tobacco. I guess there's really nothing that healthy for you in chewing, because it's you're guaranteed lip cancer from chew, pretty much. Yeah, and I don't see, like, chew around as much as I used to when I was first coming to school here.
Yeah, Zins have definitely taken over a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's still a few of those guys out there, and girls, that chew.
Yeah, definitely, I know of a few people when I was a freshman that started chewing, and I was one of them. I used to chew quite a bit when I was younger. Wasn't too good because my dentist got pissed because I had braces, and I got yelled at a lot.
Then it's eating away your gums.
Yeah, and it's eating away my gums, and honestly,
that big old pocket.
Honestly, ever since I quit chewing, I've, you know, like, felt so much better, and, you know, don't always feel so groggy, and, like, my stomach isn't as upset, and, like, my first chew was in eighth grade, and, worst experience of my life, but after that, I feel like, I don't know what happened, I just, like, got hooked on it, and I just wanted to, you know, keep on doing it, I guess, and I've heard stories from my dad that he started chewing when he was 8, and he said he started chewing when he was 8, and how he started is because he grew up on a farm, and that was, like, the normal thing back then is, like, chew or smoke a cigarette. No one really cared. You could do whatever you want, and, like, and I feel like that kind of transitions into our generation because, like, our parents grew up that way where they could do whatever they want and, like, not have super as many regulations as, like, we have, so then they feel bad, so they want to give us some freedom, and so I feel like that's why a lot of parents don't really care that their kids do nicotine and stuff like that.
Yeah, especially when parents are out there thinking, you know, I'd rather have my kid doing this chewing and all that stuff than maybe something else, such as, I don't know, something more extreme.
Like chewing tobacco or cigarettes. Like, my parents would definitely hate that more over vaping. All right, so we're back here with Dave. He has a few words on chewing and, like, what he thinks of it. And so our question is when did you first see, like, chewing as a kid?
Oh, fifth grade summer going into sixth grade. I tried it with one of my buddies, and ever since then I was hooked. Till about sophomore year of high school, then I finally kicked the habit, and it was really hard.
What made you want to, like, kick the habit? Like, just that you felt like shit all the time, or, like, something else?
Mainly because I was broke and couldn't afford it, but...
So what you're saying is that as a teen user, if you weren't broke, you would have still be buying chew under the age.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's really hard to quit. My gums were suffering the consequences. They were pretty rough at the time.
So, explain your daily routine of, like, chewing while you were at school. Like, how you went about your day of hiding it and using it.
Second I wake up, I throw a hogger in and keep that puppy till I went in school, throw it out. About beginning second period, I throw another hoggy in, and then at lunch I throw a hoggy in, and After school, I throw a piggy in. Then all night, I keep a fatty in.
So,
nearly a can a day, would you say?
Yeah, a can or a can and a half.
So, since we're speaking of the school side, so let's say you put in a hoggy, and you obviously, a hoggy's a big chew, right?
Yep.
All right, so, and you're chewing or whatever, and you're in class. Did any teacher ever notice you with a hoggy in?
Nope, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
So, Dave, what was the main impact that you saw from chewing that caused either health issues or, as you would say, money problems, because you're always buying chew that you can, you know, like afford anything else or something along that line?
Well, my gums are definitely tore up, but I mean, as long as you brush your teeth and floss regularly, I think you'll be all right. And yeah, I was definitely broke. I had about $1,000 saved up, and in less than a year, I was broke.
From chew?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, and you know, dude.
All of it spent on chew?
Yeah, the kids you buy it from would charge you.
Uh-huh. Oh, because you were underage, you had to do the tipping fee.
Yeah, so instead of $5 a can, it'd be $10 a can.
Are you shitting me?
During your school hours of chewing, how would you go about disposing it, like such as spitting, swallowing it?
I just have a water bottle and use that to help flush the spit down.
So the wash it down method?
Yeah.
And how would you hide that spit? Do you put tape around the bottle or something, or just?
No, I just do the wash down method. I never spit. That was too risky.
Yeah.
I didn't do it in school that much, though. Only certain classes. Like Miss Pochak's class.
So how would you go about chewing after school? Would it be fatter lips, you think?
Oh yeah. As fat as I could fit.
So when you started chewing, what would you say was like your main influence? Like an older kid and you wanted to be cool, or
just the feeling of having a fat lip,
or the feeling of having a big chew in?
I don't know, I saw some people doing it and look cool, fucking, I don't know, I just really, really wanted to try it. So I threw a fatty in the park, and ooh, put me on my ass.
Oh,
felt
buddy.
Amazing.
It did.
Ever since then, yeah, it was, nicotine's been my best friend. The only friend that's never hurt me or left me.
Except for when you're broke.
Yeah. Then I feel like a crackhead.
So
I go find snipes.
Do you ever regret starting nicotine or
no.
any?
Do you ever regret quitting to chew?
Yeah, because vaping's kind of for babies.
So since you've been a chewing fiend and a fucking
vape fiend,
which one would you say is your favorite? And then which one would you say causes more problems?
I don't know, like, once you get vaping, you get the instant fix, and then you try to go back to chewing, and you gotta, you know, wait for it to hit you. I'd say, for school and stuff, vaping's better. You can just get a quick little buzz. And, I don't know, it's hard to switch back and forth once you've been on one for a long time.
Now, have you ever done both at the same time?
Yeah, all the time, every day.
Now, seeing as how the school year's coming to an end and you're not really going to need to be getting those low-key buzzes, you think you'll switch back over to dipping?
I don't know, man. Vaping's a lot cheaper than chew. It's like maybe $10 a week. Chew's like 30. So I don't know. I'd like to quit all of it, but I don't know. Life's too stressful for that.
Now, on the stress part, do you think nicotine sometimes brings more stress to your life than you actually feel like it resolves stress?
Yeah, it probably does. I've heard studies saying people think it helps you with stress, but really it causes more stress. Because, like, you need the fix to relieve stress, and if you didn't have the fix, you wouldn't use it as a stress reliever. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been off it, so I couldn't tell you. See you, Miss Donovan. You.
How many minutes is that?
I don't know. Probably, like,
gotten further along with Jewel being seen on social media. Social media also, as we see, is seen to advertise too. So I've seen vape ads on, like, Instagram before.
Yeah, not as much as there used to be anymore.
No, yeah, obviously, because there's new laws. But, like, let's say when the rise of Juul was happening, there was more ads for vaping out there on social media. And obviously, teens use social media a lot. And that was seen by millions and millions of teens around the world. And obviously, oh, they see a Juul. Oh, it's the new hip. I want one. And that's how people get hooked. And it goes further down the line to kids, obviously, in younger grades, as we find out, sixth grade, all the way down to
And that, even that as age. You heard earlier from Dave Chambers.
What yeah, he even tried. Yeah.
Fourth grade, was it? Maybe yeah. fifth grade? Yeah. Yep, that boy's a goner.
Yeah, and also social media has a huge peer pressuring impact through just people, like teens, hitting a Juul, put it on their Snapchat story, and that could be a peer pressuring thing. Like, say that's your friend, and then you think they're cool, so then you have to be cool like them, and that's kind of like a peer pressuring way, you know. And
then it's like, if you have a Juul, you're cool. Everyone will want to be around you. You see them walking around the hallways, they're like, oh, I know where they're going. And then you go to where they're going, and then everyone else sees you guys going to where you're going. And then pretty soon, it's just a big vape room.
Yeah, you got a vape room for days. So, like, and the other social impacts can be the, there's definitely easier to buy nicotine online, too. Like, you can buy endless things online, and how are they gonna check if you're of age, really? I mean, the only website that I really know of is Juul, because they ask for your ID information, and I mean, that's pretty hard to get through unless you steal your parents' ID.
Yeah. But,
I mean, that's pretty hard to get through.
But that doesn't stop, and there's all sorts of sites out there you can get,
like Amazon anytime. And eBay. And not those just websites vapes. Those websites have like no limits to anything. Yeah, you can buy endless things to
endless nicotine craving and satisfaction on the internet.
Indeed. And then on the other flip side, being in high school, I've always known of So we're here with Reese, Ron, and Reese has been a heavy nicotine user for a very long time. I know he started at a very young age, as most teens do in high school. So as much as he's used it, he's fallen in love with it so much that he's discovered some goods about nicotine, and through his experience he would like in how he kind of ties that in with his life too. And so we just want to hand the mic to him and have him say a few words on what has gone through his life with nicotine in his teen life.
Yes, Ben. I've actually started when I was way younger than high school. I'm not going to say when, because who knows what trouble I could get in for what when I started. But continuing on, I know what nicotine can do to you, especially when you work out. Like, when I work out, I, like, shake when I'm lifting heavy weights. Does it, like, tell me if you don't shake when you're lifting heavy weights. Do you shake, Nate?
I sure do.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone should if you're lifting your PR, bro.
Yeah, but if you introduce your muscles with nicotine, to describe it to you, what it does, it's like if you were a six-cylinder engine, you would normally be running on five cylinders. But if you took nicotine, you'd be running on all six cylinders very well. So you don't really shake when you're lifting those heavy weights. So I think there's a positive in it. I don't see anything bad with it, especially with vaping. I mean, they've made it so safe for kids pretty much nowadays. Like, cigarettes were so bad for you, and Zyns probably aren't too great for you, but chewing, you know, that's pretty bad for you, but I don't know.
So have you ever chewed and, like, Zyns and tried all that? How do you feel about those?
I've never done chew. It's really gross. It gives you gum disease, and my mom's a dentist, so I personally don't like going to my mom's dentist having stained gums, because that'd be a little suspicious, but
yeah, you gotta play it safe.
Yep, so Zyns are the safe way, but yeah. Zyns aren't bad, they're just...
So... Where, like, how are vapes so healthy for you, I guess, is what I'm getting from you.
Well, so, with what they've used is vegetable glycerin, propylene glycol, and nicotine and flavoring. Those are the ingredients they use. So, propylene glycol is alcohol, and then vegetable glycerin comes from vegetables. So I mean, there's really nothing wrong with it. It's just a liquid, and vaping goes really far back into ancient history. Like, the Egyptians used hookahs and stuff back then, like shishas, as vapes. So vaping goes kind of a ways back, and I feel like now they've made it safer, though, with what they're using.
Okay, so, like, say from a non-vape or non, like, nicotine user, like a parent or a student that doesn't use it, that says, oh, what about, like, the harmful chemicals in it and also the dangerous amount of nicotine you're taking in, like, what's there to back up, like, that part is good for you,
or that is it nicotine's just bad? Good for you?
Yeah.
Coming from a person who doesn't really know what it is, they wouldn't really understand, but I've done research, I've looked it up, and I'm pretty positive this is the future and this is the way to go about it, because all that other shit's been bad for you. Like, it's been proven bad, and they've came up with a new futuristic way to smoke that doctors even say is healthy for you. Like, you have 95% chance of being harmed by cigarettes versus, like, 0.01 of a vape.
So, just so much so safer. Saying that cigarettes are more dangerous, then why do we also see some teens using cigarettes?
I don't...
Even if they know it's that dangerous.
I don't know why. I mean, they say once you get hooked to them, you're hooked to them. Because the addictive chemicals they put in the tobacco.
Okay, now, for say that, is nicotine really the harmful factor in the cigarette, or is it the chemicals?
Nicotine definitely is the harm.
I feel like it's mostly probably the chemicals.
I feel like it's the chemicals.
It's chemicals with the cigarette, but
I mean
with a person that doesn't know nicotine, they'll say that nicotine is the harmful chemical in vape. So
it definitely is not. Nicotine is not harmful in my opinion. I feel that yes, it is addictive. I mean, but there's probably a reason why you're addicted to it.
Well, it's because it brings your dopamines up, and dopamines is what make you feel better and happy.
Yeah, and focused, and I know it helps you with focusing and vision and all that shit, so.
Do you think there's any long-term effects of vaping? Like, maybe if, say, you quit, your dopamine levels won't be getting up there where they should be, so you're gonna have to, like, take medications and all that.
Medications?
Yeah, either that or just keep on vaping.
Dude, I ain't gonna be harmed in no way.
Or what about this mysterious popcorn lung?
Dude, popcorn lung has been a lie ever since the beginning. That's not even a real thing, honestly. To get that from vaping, you can't get that from vaping. Dude, they've came up with so much bullshit. They're like, okay, it's popcorn lung, then it's formaldehyde, then it's whatever the ads say nowadays. It's bullshit. They just keep lying about it. There's a reason why people try to make it think it's bad, because tobacco companies are trying to get people back on cigs and shit. You realize that, right? It's all advertising. It's all a game. All they're trying to do is screw with you. I'm pretty sure this is the right way to go about it.
I mean, I would say so. I'm on your side. If you're going to get your nicotine doses, it's definitely better to do vaping than
or smoking Zins. Cigarettes. Those are the two things I would recommend. I would never do... Or gum. Gum is a safe way, too. Gum is a very safe way. They make Nicorette, so...
But with the dangers of vaping, what would you say about the issue of vapes, like, blowing up in people's faces and all that?
That's been in the past, and that's because people don't know how to use vapes, like... Technically, those vapes blowing up in people's faces were all mods. They're not e-cigs, which are now small vapes. But it's because people don't understand with ohms and watts and how much they can push to a coil in an RDA, or if their RDA is set, their pin is set high or low. If they don't know what that is, then it would just blow up. Because they don't know how to run their batteries or any of that.
So you're saying, like, if you're going to vape, you should just know how to do it.
Yes.
So then it's not hard.
Do the research before you do it.
All right.
And make sure you're getting good research.